As we have been discussing this morning, three regional Fed presidents have reiterated in separate remarks today that curbing inflation is their top priority. Joining us now to discuss this more, we have Steve Matthews, Bloomberg economics reporter. So, Steve, just to set the scene, summarize the tone for us from John Williams, Thomas Barkin, and Raphael Bostic.
Well, the tone, as you suggest, is very much, you know, the same from all of them. They're basically echoing what Fed Chair Jerome Powell said on Friday at the Jackson Hole conference, which is that they're going to do whatever it takes to reduce inflation. And if it causes some pain, they're okay with that. And if it causes, you know, a period of below trend economic growth, they're okay with that. And you know, while you sometimes hear Fed presidents talk and, you know, there's a lot of discussion from Fed watchers about, okay, there's a dovish wing that's worried about employment and there's a hawkish wing that's worried more about inflation. Right now, it's really hard to separate the hawks from the doves because everybody is pretty hawkish and everybody is pretty united in behind the chairman. And so, you know, we continue to raise rates, and that kind of sets the stage for September.
Yeah, and it seems tempting to think that the bears are going to win this battle in the equity market. And the reason is that, you know, the Fed is kind of defending its manhood here and really is going to stay higher for longer. They've told us that, and they've rammed it home. But they've also admitted that there's a lag effect to raising interest rates. And so really this process puts us in a position of just giving up on any hope of threading the needle. They're not going to be nuanced. They're not going to be able to be nuanced about this and try to achieve a soft landing. It's going to go. It's going to be a hard landing. So be it.
Well, I think that's right, although I think Neil Kashkari's comments yesterday in the podcast with the Oddlots crew was really interesting, but perhaps misinterpreted. I think that, you know, I don't think that the Fed is definitely trying to lower stock prices. What they're trying to do is to have the investment community aligned with their view of what's going to happen with rates. And what they saw in July was, you know, the investment community was saying the Fed is pivoting. The Fed's going to cut rates in early next year, or some folks were saying as early as the first half of next year. And there's still rate cuts that the markets are pricing in for next year. And they're pushing back against that.
I take that point completely. I don't think that it really addresses what I said, which is basically that, you know, we're going to have to go through a lot of pain here because the Fed is telling you it can't afford to be nuanced.
That is correct. And they are willing to take some pain, you know, at least publicly. For example, the Richmond Fed president was asked about recession and, you know, the risk of recession. He said, yeah, there's a risk of recession. He said, but we're not focused on that. We're focused on inflation. And, you know, we're not trying to raise the unemployment rate. We're just trying to lower the inflation rate. And he may be, you know, perhaps being diplomatic. But that's kind of the view from a lot of the Fed folks, is that the goal is not really to raise the unemployment rate. It's to reduce inflation, and they're not necessarily the same thing. Maybe it will be required that unemployment has to go up, but they're not willing to concede that that's the only way it's going to happen.
Yeah, nuance aside, though, the market is still going to try and play the usual game of guessing what the next move is going to be, 50 or 75, at the next meeting in September 20. What are the odds saying at the moment?
Well, the odds of the markets are saying 75 is the high likelihood. It was interesting, you know, if you're looking for some good news out of the Fed talk today, Raphael Bostic was saying if we get good inflation news, maybe we'll go less than 75. So, yeah. You know, and for that matter, the Richmond Fed President Barkin was saying, you know, he's not going to prejudge the meeting. It's all dependent on the data. We'll get employment reports on Friday, in 2 weeks, we get CPI. Those are the two reports that are really going to matter.
Yeah, it is really interesting, Steve. I think we probably can sneak this in. Do we need three prints in a row? Is that what we need from the Fed?
In terms of slowing growth, I think that you'll definitely need several good inflation reports in a row before they're going to start to ease
to at least soften the language or something. Yeah, yeah, to blink a little. And who knows how they'll present that. Steve, great stuff. Thank you very much for joining us. Steve Matthews, Bloomberg Economics Reporter.